Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mighty Men of Valor with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Save Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to welcome you tonight to the Mighty Man of Valor Show. I'm your host for the show this evening, Elder Cleveland Howell III. And we thank the Lord for each and every one of you. Amen. God has been so good to us throughout this day, throughout this month, and throughout the start of this week. And he's going to continue to be good to us. Amen. As we look on the news, as we look in the newspaper, as we look all over the world, so much is going on. But the only thing that's holding on is our faith and our trust and our love for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So why don't you join with me as we start the show off with prayer this evening. Amen. Father in heaven, we come before you tonight, O God, with thanksgiving and praise. Lord, we love you. And Father, we thank you for all that you've done. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing. Father, we thank you just for being God. Now, Lord, we pray tonight, O God, Lord, that you will strengthen us in the things of you, O God. Use us, lead us, and guide us for your glory. Lord, help us to be the people of God, O Lord, who thirst and hunger after your righteousness, O Lord. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. Help us to stand for what's true and for what's real, O God. Lord, we need you. And Father, we cannot do anything without you, O God. We stand on your promises tonight, O God. We stand, Lord, on your word. We stand with our hope and trust in you. Now, Lord, we love you. Father, we pray for our unsaved loved ones tonight, Lord. Many of us have family members, God, who have gone astray. We have family members, Lord, who don't know you as their personal Savior, Lord. We have family, Lord, who continue to live this life without you. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon their souls, O God. Save them before it's too late, O God. Someone's crying out right now, Lord, who needs a touch from you, O God. And, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would touch their hearts, O God. Lord, that you would touch their minds, Lord, that someone will say, what must I do to be saved? Oh, God, we love you. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, oh, God. So, Lord, help us to walk uprightly, oh, God. Help us to walk straight, Lord. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to walk in obedience to your word, oh, God. No matter what the world does, no matter what the world may say, oh, God, help us to be true to you, oh, God. No matter what we have to face, no matter what we have to go through, Lord, remind us tonight that greater is he that is in me, that is in thee, than he that is in the world. And, Father, we give you glory tonight, God. We give you honor. We love you, Lord, for all the things that you've done, even those who are in the hospitals tonight. Father, we pray healing tonight in the name of Jesus, oh, God. There's no other name, Lord, above your name, and we say thank you for that, Lord. You are a strong tower, Lord, and we can run, Lord, and be safe with you. Now, just have your way, oh, Lord. Search our heart. Search our minds. If there's anything in us, Lord, that is not of thee, remove it in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just pray right now, Lord, that your word will go forth and that it won't return unto thee void, God. Lord, someone needs to be saved tonight, Lord. Someone needs to be delivered tonight, Lord. Someone needs to be healed tonight, Lord. Someone needs to know that there is a Savior who can touch, who can heal, who can deliver them from all of their situations. And all they need is the touch, God. So we say thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this day, oh God. We thank you for traveling mercies this day, oh God. We thank you just for being God. Now, Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that your word will go forth and that it won't return unto thee void. Lord, give us a word tonight, Lord. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our minds, Lord. Help us, Lord, to to thirst and hunger after your righteousness. And whatever takes place, oh God, we'll be ever so grateful and thankful to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor which is due to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We are so grateful and thankful for the Lord just giving us another opportunity, amen, to be in the land of the living. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles with you tonight, I would like for you to turn with me to 2 Thessalonians. Amen. 2 Thessalonians, and let's go to chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and the reading is going to be a little long tonight. Amen. But there's just some points that the Lord had placed on my heart. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we're going to begin with verse 1. Amen. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken, amen, in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Verse 3, he says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Verse 4, who opposes, amen, and exalteth, amen, himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Verse 5, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, amen, and now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed to this time. Verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity do already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, amen, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. We might as well go on to verse 10, amen. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Amen. Well, our lesson for this evening, my brothers and my sisters, is we have to stand fast and hold on. Amen. Stand fast and hold on. Amen. As we look into the text tonight, we find Apostle Paul, he was addressing the church once again here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and he was writing to the church. He said, now we beseech you, brethren. Amen. He was saying, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, he was letting them know that I had already spoke to you once before, back in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, pertaining to the rapture. He says, hey, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, and he's letting them know now in the second verse, he says, that ye be not soon shaken. Amen. He says, don't worry about what's going to happen. If you're living with Christ, if you have a right relationship with Christ, if your heart is pure, if your mind is pure, he said, don't soon be shaken in your mind or be troubled, neither by spirit. He says, don't worry about all of these things that's going to take place, because if we're living holy, if we're living righteous, we're going to be caught up. We're going to be with Christ in heaven. We're going to make it. See, but
a lot of times I'm learning that in this world that we're living in today, a lot of folks all throughout the world, they are troubled and their minds are shaken. Why? Because the sinfulness and the wickedness of this dark and sinful world. But if your mind is made up that nothing's going to be able to separate me from the love of Christ, nothing's going to be able to get in my way, you won't be shaken. You won't be troubled. Your mind won't be like a unstable man. He's unstable in all of his ways. Why? Because he has no foundation, and our foundation is Jesus Christ. So he says, be not soon shaken in your mind, or be troubled neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter. No matter what people say to you, no matter what type of letter you receive, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. He's letting them know, hey, don't you worry about it. Just keep on living righteous. Just keep on living holy. Just keep on obeying the word of God. And don't worry about what is said. Amen. Don't worry about what they say on the news. Don't worry about what's in the newspaper. But just lift your eyes unto the hills from which cometh your help, knowing that your help is only going to come from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We already know that we're in the last day. We already know that men are marrying men, women are marrying women, and they think it's okay. But let me tell you something. Don't be shaken. Don't be troubled. Don't be perplexed. Apostle Paul says that we are troubled on every side. Amen. We are perplexed, but nevertheless, we have to stand for Christ. Amen. So he says that the day of Christ is at hand. He's coming. So just stay with the truth. Then he goes on into the third verse. He says, let no man deceive you. See, a lot of folk out there in the world today are being deceived. Folk all over the country, they're preaching hocus pocus. Shake it and bake it. Twist it and flip it. That's not holiness. That's not righteousness. That's not going to get you into heaven. Jesus says in John 14, it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The only way that we can make it to heaven is through Jesus, is living our lives right. Amen. It's having that right relationship and repenting of your sins and giving your heart to Christ so that you cannot be deceived by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. A lot of folk are falling away from the truth. A lot of folk want to hear something that's going to tickle their ears, something that's going to tickle their hearts, something that's going to make you feel like it's okay to drink, it's okay to smoke, it's okay to have sex without being married. No, it's not okay. The devil is a liar, but that's what they're preaching. Prosperity won't get you to heaven, but Jesus Christ will. Amen. He says here, let no man deceive you. Stop being deceived and hold on to the truth. Amen. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Satan is going to be revealed. He's being revealed now, but don't you be deceived. Amen. Don't you let him, don't let the smooth taste fool you. Don't let the slippery words fool you, thinking that it's okay to live any kind of way. It's not okay. But as people are being deceived by not holding on to the truth, let's go to 1 Timothy. Amen. 1 chapter 4. And let's go on here to verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, amen, giving heed to seducing spirits, amen, and doctrines of devils. Some folks are teaching satanic messages and all this foolishness, but we need to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Amen. He says, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God have created to be received with thanksgiving. Amen. Of them which believe and know the truth. We got to stick and know the truth. Don't be deceived with all this false stuff that's going out here today. Hold on to the truth. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He's the only way that's going to help us. So many people have gone astray listening to what they think is okay, listening to what they want to hear, listening to things that's going to make them feel like it's okay to live any kind of way. But that's why Apostle Paul told Timothy there in 2 Timothy 4, amen. He tells him here, that's why he says in verse 1, we're going to go on to verse 1 on down to verse 4. He says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. He says, preach the word, amen. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. He says, for the time will come, which we know is already here, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to live all kind of, they want to have the gay parade every day, but it ain't no gay parade going on. And no holy living individual. Amen. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust. See, a lot of folk want to do their own thing. Well, why don't you go to Burger King? Go drive your car right now while you're still listening to the music, to the message, and have it your way. Just go to Burger King. Get in your car right now and go to Burger King, because that's the only place where you're going to be able to have it your way. He says, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, whatever feels good, whatever sounds good. That's what I want to hear, that I can still live with him, that I can still live with her, that I can still drink, that I can still smoke, that I can have sex without being married. That's what they want to hear, but that's not the truth. Amen. Amen. He goes on here, heaping to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. They just want to hear lies. They want to hear smooth things. They want to hear things that won't convict them from living in unrighteousness. Amen. And then he goes on here. He says, but watch thou in all things. Endure and see, when you're living in holiness, when you're living in truth, when you want to stand fast and hold on, he says, but watch thou in all things. He says, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. See, sometimes you have to stand up for what's right. Even at work today, I had to rebuke an evil spirit. I have one who works with me. They want to be a boy, but they... Hey, girl, but that spirit tries to rebel against me. But God says, greater is he that is in thee, amen, than he that is in the world. So what? We have to stand fast and hold on, amen, that none of this stuff should be able to separate us from the love of Christ. We have to stand for the truth. That's what we have to stand on. That's what's going to keep us, the word of God, amen. Let's go here. Ephesians, yeah, we got to stand fast and hold on, stand fast, be unmovable. Ephesians 5:6, he says, for this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater have any inheritance in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of Christ and of God. He says in verse 6, let no man deceive you, amen, with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of obedience. You know you've been raised up in truth. You know you've been raised up in holiness. You know you've been raised up in righteousness. How did you find yourself being deceived? Where did the enemy slip in at? Did he tell you that it was okay to drink? Did he tell you that it was okay to smoke? What happened that you became deceived? We want to know. Inquiring minds want to know tonight, what made you think it was okay to start drinking? Let's go to Proverbs. See, because some of y'all don't believe that. Let's go to Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 20, Lord. Amen. Proverbs chapter 20. And the Bible says this, wine is a marker. Amen. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. You're not wise when you find yourself drinking, smoking, thinking that it's okay, thinking that you're cool. You ain't cool. Being cool is having a right relationship with Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's when you're cool. Amen. Who made you think that it was okay? What made your mind think? That's why. Let's go to Peter for a moment. We need to stand fast and hold on. Let's go to 1 Peter. Amen. Let's go to 1 Peter. Let's look at 1 and 13. Amen. 1 Peter 1 and 13. Lord have mercy. We have to stand fast and hold on. He says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. You can't be sober when you sipping and drinking and smoking. How can you be sober? Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Then he goes on, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. See, in your ignorance, you thought it was okay to drink, to smoke, to go to the disco. All of that stuff, you did it in your ignorance. But what about now that you've come into the truth of Jesus Christ? You need to stand fast and hold on. Amen. He says, but as he which have called you is holy, amen, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Christ is looking for holiness. He's looking for holy people without spot or blemish. Some folk who are going to stand fast and hold on. What about you tonight? Are you holding on? Are you standing fast for the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are you holding on? That's the only way you're going to make it. St. John chapter 17. Turn with me. Verse 12. These are the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He says, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that's the devil, amen, that the scripture might be fulfilled, amen. Verse 13, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. 14, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. See, we might live in the world, but we are not of the world. Amen. We are a peculiar people. Amen. We are a royal priesthood. Amen. Amen. We are children of the Most High God. Amen. So we have to live that way. We are representing Jesus Christ. This is why we have to abstain from all appearance of evil. Amen. Let's go. 1 Thessalonians again. You have to abstain yourself from some things. You have to separate yourself from this sinful and dark world. It's the only way. How can you say you're in right relationship with Christ and you're doing everything that the world does? It doesn't work. It will never work. 1 Thessalonians,
Let's go to 5. Let's go to verse 22. He says, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to be preserved, amen, blameless. Nobody can say anything about you. Our souls are preserved. Just like when grandma used to go in the garden, she would pick the tomatoes back in early August, amen, late June, early August, and she would can those things, and they would be preserved so that when it was time to make some soup, maybe in January, maybe in February, that same wholesome flavor those tomatoes had, they were on the vine, they were preserved. Amen. He says here, be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord. You see, Jesus is coming, and if we're not preserved, if we're not living holy, we won't be able to make it. We won't be able to stand fast and hold on. We won't be able to. There will be no way that you will be able to stand if you're not preserved. Amen. Amen. It's something. See, because we got to know that the end is here. It's knocking at your front door. And it's knocking at your door. It's knocking. It wants to come in. Let's go to Revelation. Let's go to Revelation 13. Amen. Revelation 13. It's coming. It's Revelation 13 and 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. Amen. And he spake as a dragon. Lord, have mercy. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Verse 13, and he died great wonders, so that he maketh the fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Verse 14, and deceive them that dwell on the earth. See, this is the work of the devil. This is the work of the beast here. And look at that. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? Some of you have an image of the devil. And that's why you can't stand fast. That's why you can't hold on, because you have an image of the beast. You have an image of the Antichrist. You have the image of the son of perdition, and you'll never be able to stand fast and hold on to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus says, I've come that they may have life and that they may have life more abundantly. But the only way that you can have this is that you have to confess with your mouth and believe with it. Lord, forgive me. I repent. Lord, come into my heart. Lord, have first place. You got to surrender your life to Christ, or you'll never be able to stand fast and hold on. You won't be able to make it. Time is running short. There's a great falling away. Folk are leaving church. Folk are falling away from church day after day, week after week, month after month. And what are they doing? They're being deceived. The enemy wants them to think that the grass is greener on the other side. Somebody is saying, oh, you don't have to go through that. You don't have to do that. You can just come on over here. Oh, we do it this way over here. There ain't but one way. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There ain't no other way. But so many times, folk are looking for another way, another path. Turn with me to Jeremiah. Lord, have mercy. Somebody's listening tonight. You've been looking for another way, but I want to remind you tonight. Maybe you're listening from, maybe you're in South Pakistan tonight. Maybe you might be listening in Egypt tonight. Wherever you are, there's no other way.
There's no other way. You have to have it right with Jesus. See, this is what, let's go to Jeremiah 6 and 16. The prophet Jeremiah was telling the people of Israel, the children of Israel, it's time to get it right. Let's go to 15. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore, they should fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, said the Lord. Amen. Verse 16, thus said the Lord, stand ye in the ways, amen, and see and ask for the old paths, amen, where is the good way, and walk therein. When was the last time you asked God for the old path, the right way, the righteous way, so that you can walk in it? Amen. Somebody needs to walk in the old path. Ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing new under the sun. He says here, and ask for the old paths, amen, where is the good way, and walk therein, amen, and ye shall find rest for your soul. Somebody needs rest tonight. That's why you're not able to stand fast. That's why you're not able to hold on, because you don't have any rest. Amen. Jesus says, come unto me. Let's go. Matthew 11:28. Oh, yes. Matthew 11:28. Jesus wants you to get some rest tonight. You're listening, but you're tired. You're listening, but you're restless. You're listening, but your heart is being torn in two places. But Jesus is talking to you tonight. Matthew 11:28, he says, come unto me, amen, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. He says, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You know the song. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. I found it so. Yes, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. Oh, yes. Jesus wants to give you some rest tonight. But are you willing to come? Are you willing to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest? You're tired. You can never stand fast and hold on when you're weary. You're just like a double-minded man. You're unstable in all your ways. One minute you're going left. One minute you're going right. But you have to stand fast and hold on. Amen. Amen. He says, come on unto me. Let's go back to Jeremiah. Amen. Jeremiah 6 and 16. He says, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. See, that's what the problem. A lot of folks want to get close to Jesus, but they don't want to walk in his ways. Amen. A lot of folks want Jesus to touch them, but they are too far. Why? Because they are not walking in his ways. Amen. He says, walk in my ways. Amen. With your whole heart. Sir, search for me and seek for me with your whole heart. Amen. The only way that we can have this thing right is that we got to get close to Jesus. And then he says here, also I have set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they say, we will not hearken. Yeah, you won't listen. You won't listen so that you can learn how to stand fast and hold on. See, the enemy is trying to deceive you. He's trying to make you think it's okay. He's trying to make you think it's all right to have a boyfriend and having a girlfriend, all of that foolish stuff when you're married. That's what the enemy is trying to do to you tonight. He's trying to deceive you. The son of perdition is trying to deceive you tonight. But I'm begging you, like Apostle Paul says, I beseech you, brethren, don't be shaken in your mind, in your spirit. Amen. And don't let the enemy trick you. Don't do it. Don't do it. He says it there in the fifth verse. Back to the text. 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, the fifth verse. The fifth verse. Apostle Paul says, remember ye not when I was yet with you, I told you these things. He said, I told you, be careful. I told you watch out for the deceiver. I told you watch out for the liar. I told you watch out for the one who's trying to trick you. He says, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. I told you about the son of perdition. I told you about those who are going to. I told you don't let no man deceive you. I told you. He says in the sixth verse, and now ye know with what holdeth that he might be revealed in his hand. Now you know. He says, and now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. He says, for the mystery of iniquity do already work. It's already working. He says, it's already worked. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed. See, it's going to be all the things that are done in darkness shall be brought to light. It's going to be revealed. Amen. He says, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume, amen, with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Amen. There's a brightness coming. Amen. There's a morning star. There's a bright light. Christ is that light. He's the light of the world. He said, when that brightness is coming, see, when Jesus comes, he's going to destroy all darkness. Amen. He is the light. Amen. He says here, with the brightness of his coming, verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs of wonders, the Antichrist, amen, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. A lot of you are going to perish because you're living in unrighteousness. You're living in unholiness. Amen. He says here, in unrighteousness in them that perish. Why? Because they receive not the love of the truth. Amen. They receive not the love of the truth. They didn't want the truth. They would rather have engineers. They would rather be listening to Sesame Street, Sunny Day, everything's okay. That's what they want to listen to. Something that's not going to help you to stand fast and hold on. Amen. He says here that they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, amen, that they should believe a lie. A lot of folk believe in a lie because their mind is messed up. They're in delusion. You think it's water, but it's really sand, amen. You think it's punch, but it's really gasoline, amen. Your mind is messed up. You're in delusion, amen. This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. And for this cause, what's the cause? Because you've been deceived, because you've been living in unrighteousness, you're going to perish. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Folk who know the truth, live in the truth, but somehow you find yourself believing lies. Ooh, that sure do sound good. That sounds like the truth. It ain't nothing but a lie. Amen. He said that they should believe a lie. Verse 12, that all might be damned, amen, who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Amen. That all might be damned who believe not the truth. So what do you believe? Amen. What do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? What do you believe? Do you believe he was just some prophet? What do you believe? What do you believe? He says, all they that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Too many of you are having pleasure in unrighteousness. Too many of you are having pleasure in sin. Too many of you are having pleasure in unholiness. But he says that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Let's go to Romans. Let's go to Romans 1. Romans 1. Amen. Romans 1. Let me see what verse with that again, Lord. Amen.
Romans 1. Lord, I thank you. Amen. Romans 1. My, my, my. Romans 1. Let's see, Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. My, my, my. Romans 1. Okay, here we go. Romans 1. Let's see what God has to say. Romans 1 and 32. And the Bible says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. How can you stand fast and hold on? Whoa, whoa, let's go back. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go back to verse 28. Amen. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Amen. Being filled with all unrighteousness. Amen. Fornication, wickedness, covetousness, lasciviousness. Amen. Full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, magnanimity, and whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding the covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Lord, have mercy. How can you stand fast and hold on when you live in a world of sin, in a life of sin, in an unrighteous, unholy lifestyle? How can you make it to heaven? How can you make it? You can't. You have to repent. And let me tell you something. Tonight is your night. I'm done. I don't have nothing. I'm done. But I want to tell you that tonight is your night. That's all God gave me. Tonight is your night. If you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, you'll never be able to stand fast and hold on. You'll never be able to make it. But I challenge you tonight to come on and let Christ have first place in your heart. He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Amen. Is there one tonight? I challenge you tonight. Don't be deceived. Don't continue living in unrighteousness. Don't let people fool you. And there's so much stuff going on out here in this world today. If you don't have a right relationship with Jesus Christ, you are totally lost. You are totally lost. There's nowhere else for you to go. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, you've already lost everything. There's nothing more that you have. You've given everything else a try. Why not give Jesus a try? He's the only one that will never leave you nor forsake you. Is there one tonight as we begin to close? As we begin to pray, is there one who wants to ask Christ to come into their life? Is there one who you know who don't know Christ? Maybe you need to pray for somebody tonight. The airlines are open. Just press 1 on your receiver so that they can stand fast and hold on. It's the only way. Only way we're going to make it is if we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm talking about a genuine relationship, not, oh, I know him. You don't know him.
if he's not your Lord and Savior. You don't know him if he's not king of your heart. You don't know him if you don't serve him with your whole heart. Amen. He wants your whole heart. He don't want part of you. He wants all of you. Is there one tonight? I challenge you. Let Christ be first in your life. Is there one who wants to pray? We all have family. We all have loved ones. We all have those we work with. And they don't know just... I ask that you all would pray for my coworkers. We prayed every day. And I'm asking the Lord that he would save them, for that he would heal the young lady who wants to be a little boy. Amen. See, God is the only one who can change these people around. We just have to be that example. But God is the one who's going to make the difference. Is there one tonight? Just press 1 on your receiver, and we'll pray for that unsaved loved one, for the co-worker, or the one who you just met today, whoever it may be, for the church, for the world, for our families. Father in heaven, we come tonight, O God, with thanksgiving and praise. Lord, we love you. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your promise. We thank you just for being God. Lord, we ask and pray, O Lord, that, Father, you would keep us, O God. Lord, that you would lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Lord, we're nothing without you. And we can never try to make it without you, O God. But, Lord, we love you so much. And, Lord, we pray that you would help us to stand fast and to hold on in these last and evil days, O God. Lord, it's so wicked out here, Lord. There's so many temptations. So many people are being deceived, oh God. But help us to hold on to your unchanging hand. You said, hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Amen. Build your hope on things eternal. Amen. Not things that are on this earth, but things that are internal. It's what we need. So we love each and every one of you. We thank you for being with us on the Mighty Man of Valor show tonight. We're looking forward to having you back next week. Amen. Same time, same place. Now listen, we're going to pray for you as you pray for us, that the Lord will keep us and use us for his glory. Amen. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. God bless you tonight.